Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
This house, he never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. Never says I need a new attitude.
It's Monday. Glad to have you with us on this edition of Palmetto Mornings here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 41 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. You can download that app right now. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live.
And it's Monday. You've heard the music, so you know what's coming up next. Of course, we get to visit with our very favorite, Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County to meet a couple of little fur babies. Good morning, Mary Beth Knapp.
Happy Monday, and oh my goodness, we've got some great ones again. You know what? Every week we have some great ones. So.
Oh, absolutely. They just get cuter and cuter.
Don't they? And I wanted to share one. You know, sometimes you just don't realize a before and after experience of a fur baby once they're loved and cared for. And this little man, Troubadour, he has the before, which he is darn near naked on his face, and then the after, where everything's growing
back.
Wow. He looks so healthy.
Yes!
Holy smoke!
Awesome?
Look at, also, the spots that we're looking at, the bare, that's the skin did not grow there?
Well, that's where he probably had demodactic mange. And so, which is not contagious,
but
what happens is all the little hair follicles fall out because of a severe skin infection. Isn't that amazing?
Oh,
and
he looks so great.
How beautifully fills in.
I thought it was gray hair, and I was going to say, there you go. There's proof that stress makes you gray, but also it makes your hair fall out.
I would agree with that, too, at least for us humans.
Well, what a handsome little fella he turned out to be.
So
my gosh.
He is so handsome.
Yeah.
His name is Troubadour, and he has been at the rescue for 57 days too long.
Yeah.
But, of course, he did need some time to recover, so that was a semi-blessing. He is just over 5 years old, and we're calling him a terrier mix. And, you know, terrier, that could be mixed up a big pot, you know, big mixing pot of a bunch of different things. He is neutered. He's microchipped, and he's vaccinated to his age. And he is looking pretty awesome. He was an owner surrender, which, you know, in the government facilities could mean his euthanization. So it's good he came to us, which is wonderful. He is heartworm negative, which is shocking. But, of course, you know, we had some skin condition we needed to go ahead and really take care of. But he is just, he's a love bug. He likes to talk. He's funny. He's all healed up, and he is ready for his true forever. He does pretty good with other dogs. He has a bestie. If you remember last week, we talked about that little tripod, white with spots on her.
Yes.
Yes, that's his bestie right now. That was Sky Dancer. And so he does like some dogs. It's just a matter of making sure they connect and get that right connection. So he does have a bestie right now. So hopefully it would be lovely if they went to home together.
Yeah, just like people, you find your bestie.
That's right. Well, if this very handsome boy grabs your heart, please give us a call and make an appointment at 803-802-0902, and we'll get you set up to meet him, and hopefully a connection can be made. Then we have this cutie cat of the week, Pumpernickel.
Aw, little pumpkin.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, a little pumpkin, a little orange tabby.
So cute.
He is just the sweetest little man, but he had an incident as well. He actually was adopted. He's only 8 months old. So he was adopted into a home that was a little stressful. So he was brought back, and so he really is trying hard to adjust, and he's doing beautifully. It just takes consistency, love, and some calmness. You know, cats just love that calmness. Some are more playful than others, of course, but this little man really just loves to play, and he's just such a sweetheart. So he is in search of a true forever person, couple, family that will welcome him into their home, their hearts, and their lives. He is just such a fun little cat. I had the opportunity to spend some time with him, and he, too, is neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated. But he really is so sweet. He wants to trust. It amazes me how animals and are so forgiving. They are just so forgiving. We can learn so much from them. So if you are interested in this gorgeous, handsome, beautiful boy, Pumpernickel, please give us a call, and we'll get you set up for an appointment to meet him. And, you know, that's just in the door. Lucas, you say it all the time. That just gets you in. Maybe that's not the right one, but we will help you connect. And maybe we don't have the right one, but we will talk you through it so that you have the best chance of connecting with that perfect, wonderful fur baby.
I love it. What about Paw Scoop?
It's a wonderful. Yes, the Paw Scoop. We are still in search of the sponsors. We need you. We know that it's a funky time. We are trying to move forward, and we're excited about it. So we have some corporate sponsorship opportunities. We have a calendar venture, which is new for us, a gala, and a festival. So if you're interested in really connecting with us and being a supporter of the animals, please give me an email or a call. You can email me at marybnapp@comporium.net. Also, don't miss out on all of our fun and our scoops and our wonderful fur babies by liking us on Facebook. We've got the rescue and we've got the thrift shop. The thrift shop, you'll see all our sales and all our fun activities there as well. Also, shop because it saves lives. So you can shop at our thrift shop. You can shop online on eBay. And then stay tuned because our gala's coming up. We're moving forward with the hope of getting together and having a true gala. And sit down and talk and share. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
It will happen, Mary Beth. I think all signs are pointing to go in the country.
We miss everyone. So join us. Again, another consideration is if you want to get involved, there's no better time than to consider fostering. It truly saves lives. It opens doors where we can allow fur babies to come into the shelter because they have a in-between, which is a foster's home. And that's... It sounds so minimal, but it's not. You teach them to be potty trained or litter box trained or, you know, socialize. It's amazing.
All right. Mary Beth, we've got about 10 seconds to wrap it up.
The other thing is, please consider when you're out and about to get some soft dog treats for us for training and some bleach. And you can find all this at HumaneSocietyOfYorkCounty.org.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great week.
You too.